Okay, guys, let's talk about something really important, which is the two phases of a seven-figure product launch. And this will give you a sneak peek inside my seven-figure product launches consulting program, which is all about kind of helping e-commerce, SaaS, coaches, info products people get to a seven-figure product launch. Like, not everybody obviously is gonna get to a seven-figure product launch. Some people will do a tenth of that, or a 20th, or half of that, you know. But hopefully, when you look at the two-phase approach, hopefully that helps you structure your own product launch so you can do this kind of thing for yourself on your own. So my product launch is structured in two distinct phases. The first phase is what I call the core five phase, and that's the first 3 months of a product launch. And when structuring a seven-figure product launch, the timeline that you should think about is anywhere from 7 months to like 15 months. That's my timeline for when you should be able to accomplish a really significant launch, which might go all the way to seven figures in that 7 to 15 months. It can be faster, it can be slower, but that's a good general timeline. So the first 3 months is what I call the core five, because what's gonna happen in that 3 months is we're gonna be running a set of strategies that I call the core five, which form the foundational backbone of your product launch. Like, these are what your product launch is going to succeed or die on, and hopefully succeed on, because these are essentials that get your product launch up into the air and then kind of keep powering it up with more and more momentum. And then the second phase, which is from the fourth month, so month four onwards, all the way to potentially 7 months or 15 months, depending on, you know, the particular product and the particulars of the launch. That's what I call the seven-figure expansion. So this is now taking the foundational momentum and sales that you got in the first phase, the core five phase, and now you're building on that so you can afford to be more creative, you can be running more strategies. Like, I have more strategies in that. But that's how you can structure your own seven-figure product launch, and that's how you do it, is you want to make sure that you're doing the core five, and I'm going to cover them really quickly so you guys can actually run this for yourself. But you want to run that for 3 months at least and make sure that you've gotten a lot of success with it before you add on this seven-figure expansion and you start trying to experiment with different kinds of things. Because if you just randomly experiment or randomly add things without building up that initial foundation of the core five, you could slow down your own launch, or you could waste time on things that do not work. Like, you might have heard me in some of my content talking about how SEO takes a long time. So if you bog yourself down with SEO instead of doing some other things upfront that are gonna build up the initial momentum and get you sales right away, you could literally be consigning yourself to seeing results like only after 12 months. Like, that's not how you wanna do it. Okay, so let's talk about the core five that you need to run for the first 3 months. And the first one of these is what I call the year-long profits funnel. So what this is this is gonna be an automated funnel that takes somebody that you've driven to your funnel through paid advertising or other kinds of maybe free traffic, affiliates, things like that. wherever you're getting traffic. So this has to take somebody from a cold, cold traffic, cold prospect, and then nurtures them over the course of as long as a year. And that's all gonna be automated, and then you know, drives conversion for your product, whether that's an e-commerce product, whether that's for your app, you know, or whether that's for a course, if you are selling courses or coaching, memberships, info products, different kinds of things. And so you're gonna drive that conversion funnel from kind of take that prospect from cold, then nurture, have emails, and you want to have this, what I call the year-long profits funnel, running pretty much for an entire 52 weeks. Just because, like I said, the timeline to really get to a seven-figure product launch is gonna be 7 to 15 months. You want this set up. Now, that doesn't mean you're sending these emails every day, or you're contacting these prospects every day. Like, that's not the way this works. It would be like maybe like a weekly, they're getting like an email every week. You're sharing value, but then you're also making sure you're driving conversion. The second strategy in the core five is cross sales and upsells. And these are really important, because without cross sales and upsells, you're gonna struggle when your funnel goes to paid traffic. So cross sales and upsells means you gotta have other things that you're selling along with your main product that you actually are launching. And this is what gets your funnel to be a lot more profitable on paid traffic. Moving along here, the next strategy in the core five is gonna be paid advertising. Paid advertising obviously works a lot faster than SEO. It works right away. You start getting traffic, you start seeing the market response, and you start getting buyers for your product much, much faster than with other methods. Now, it's not the only traffic method. Like, we're gonna cover like at least a couple other ones actually that are part of the core five. But this third one, this number three element of the core five, is just foundational, because if you wanna get to a seven-figure product launch, you need at least one super strong and super reliable way of driving traffic, and paid ads really plays that role really well, because it's predictable. With SEO and these other things, you can't really predict, you know, like social media algorithms. One day TikTok, you're hot. The next day, you know, you're not going viral anymore. You don't know what's happening. That's not predictable. So that's where paid ads can play that role for us. Now, the fourth element of the core five, the fourth strategy, is gonna be organic social media marketing. Now, I know what I said about it not being as predictable, but it's a critical element of getting to a seven-figure product launch, because on organic social media, you can get a lot of organic reach. You can get a lot of people talking about your brand that you haven't even seen your ads. And so that's super valuable. You can get people recommending you to their friends. You can get people sharing with their friends about your e-commerce product or your app, whatever it is you're launching, your course. So you do want to have a very strong presence on social media, and that's something that you should set up. It's a big part of the core five. It's not as predictable as ads. It's not as predictable when, how you're gonna go viral, but you need to be in the organic social media game. Like, you can't really seriously want to get to a seven-figure product launch and totally ignore organic social media. Like, people are gonna be interested. Like, what's this brand? They wanna know, like, what is this e-commerce store that you're running? And you know, like, people are inherently social. They want to socialize, they want to find out, and you want to be findable, and you want to be sharing your updates with them on social media. So that's, strategy number four in the core five. And then the final strategy in the core five is real-time events and email updates. So I talked about having this, year-long profits funnel in strategy one, but we want to structure and sequence events and real-time email updates over the entire course of the launch. These don't have to be super planned out. You can do them in real time. But events kind of do have. If you're going to have like a webinar, plan that out. Like, okay, I'm going to have a webinar maybe every month. If you're going to have some kind of like a, contest, if you're an e-commerce store, you want, so you can have like, okay, I'm going to run a contest for 3 months. So that's like a real-time event, right? Those you kind of want to plan out. And then real-time email updates, those you don't have to plan out as much, but you do kind of need to keep building the buzz with your community, with your email list, and that's where your real-time email updates are going to come in. So that's basically what you do with the core five. And like I said, after that initial 3 months of running just that, then you get into the expansion, seven-figure expansion, where you can get a lot more creative. You can run a lot more traffic strategies. Like you can go on podcasts, you can run PR campaigns, you can do. So I have like some additional strategies that I have in the seven-figure expansion, but that all really doesn't matter if you don't get the core five right. The core five is what's gonna make your seven-figure product launch successful. So take that and run with it for your own product launch. And I also have two free resources that you can grab. The first one is the Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link for that is in the description. The second one is I also have a free consultation called the More Product Sales Today Brainstorm, where I help my subscribers with ideas for getting more product sales. So subscribe, and the link for that consultation will be in the description if you need to book a call.